Helen Lay joins us. She is our spy in the South Island. How has your spy work been going this week? Helen, tell us where.
Our spy.
Keeping an eye on stuff for us. I appreciate that.
All of those Wano who are changing lives one by one.
Yeah, and you've got some neat ones here today too, just talking about some of the great kaupapa that Whānau Water's been able to support, you know, in the last little while. Maybe you could share some of the richness of the mahi that's been done across Te Waipounamu.
Yeah, I mean, the fabulous thing about Whānau Water commissioning is that you never know what the dreams and aspirations of Whānau are going to be. And so one of them, for instance, the Mertens in Hokitika, they've had this ambition to have their own home kill operation working from home. They've been working already in the meat trade for the last 16 years or so, but what they wanted to do was to be more independent, to do it as their own Whānau business. So that's one that we have been supporting, Mertz Meat, and they really wanted to, as their tamariki grow up, they wanted to be able to do that from home rather than, you know, out at the works.
How do they taste? That's the main thing.
Oh, well, that's what I'm still yet to see. That'll be the test, won't it, Dale?
Yes.
I'll see if we can even get some up to Wātea. You never know.
Well, and what do? They break down carcasses and make salamis and stuff. Is this what we're witnessing? And then they sell it out of their own shop. What's the story?
Yeah, they're basically selling for on the coast, they've been qualified as butchers and working in the trade, but now they over lockdown they wanted to respond to the need. There was a high demand, but of course lots of the industries have been closed down, so they've been able to do it from their own base, which is really cool. And another one that is a bit further north up in Motueka, Tania and Sean Delaney, they've just put this prefab unit on their wari, and they're looking at producing two natural products, one which is Tāne Wakapiki Ora. It's a sprains and bruising for your healing tendons, for mending bones. And another one, very popular up there at the top of the south, Patu Wairoa, which is a mosquito and sandfly repellent. So, you know, you never know what's going to come up from Whānau entities, but this one is they wanted to be a natural product, they wanted it to be papatūānuku friendly, but they also wanted to do it as a bit of an education, sort of health promotion campaign with the Whānau about how our rākau rongoā can also help us to be healthy without having to go down to the local chemist.
That sounds interesting. And then we've got Matariki mushrooms as well in Motueka.
Oh, yes. This has been amazing. They've had a wānanga just recently. How to grow your own mushrooms as well as to keep your mushrooms thriving and to make these mushrooms which have been growing on logs. And so that's a pretty cool concept. What they're trying to do is how do you get the best sites for your mushrooms and using the soils, using the logs to be able to grow these taonga as matariki mushrooms. So that's Valetta and Miho in Motueka have just been doing that. So in fact, I went to a hui in Motueka last week where one of those logs with mushrooms growing on it was presented as a koha to the marae. So, it's great to see the use of natural products, but also what they were trying to do was bring tamariki into the wānanga so everyone's learning at the same pace.
And all of these initiatives backed by the WAVE funding that is part of the Whānau Water kaupapa. And it's a neat opportunity for our families, often not big organisations, to come together. Another example of that too might be the mother and daughter duo, Mariah Davies and her mum, Yurani, is it? And they've set up their own dance studio. What's up there?
Yeah, I love this. Remember I talked a couple of months ago about another mum and daughter in Dunedin, Georgia and Anna Latu, and they were selling poi. Well, this is a mum and daughter in Otetahi. They wanted to, Manaya wants to have her own dance studio. So that's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to also use different role models, Māori and Pacifica dancers, to basically explore their passion. What I love about that is also seeing our young people with such such enthusiasm and wanting to share their talents but bring others alongside.